Morning.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Good, good.
Got Chris and Ed. Kenny is mysteriously vanished. Oh, there he is. We didn't know where he was.
How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing fine. How are you all?
Well, tired.
Oh, no.
No. Everything's good. Everything's good here. You can, you on?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, good deal.
Oh, who's ready to report your progress for the results of week 8 and on to week 9?
Well, I'll give you one story. It's we have a client who has a lot of money with us but doesn't pay, and I had the Supernova meeting with them and explained everything, and they were just like nodding their heads, you know. I said, this is the way we're doing it. This is what's going to happen. This is what it means for our clients. This is why we're doing it. And I guess it was probably about 4 days later, I got a voicemail, and it was a referral from them. So that was...
Oh, you're kidding.
That was... No, I'm not kidding you. That's what everybody in this team said. So it went, it wasn't a huge referral. It's probably $600,000. It is $600,000. I qualified it. I don't know if there's more money behind it, but I haven't really pursued it much because we did put that $1 million minimum, but it was still, it was kind of fun to have that happen. It was just kind of exciting. And it was only days afterwards, so. So I went to Amazon, I ordered 2 boxes of thank you notes.
Good for you.
Not that we're giving her 2 boxes, just going to give her 1, but we decided that we're going to do that pretty routinely as anything good happens. Somebody gets a thank you note. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll give you another little, if you guys like to do things that surprise yourselves and surprise clients, when you hand them the mini-me folder, also hand them a 2-hole punch.
Right.
Because no one has a 2-hole punch, okay? No one. And it's aggravating to punch those things through pieces of paper, right, when they add the yellow. You know, you put some pages in the back, but you send them the agenda, you copy it and put it in the agenda space in the mini-me folder. What better way to get them to comply than to send them a 2-hole punch? Plus, you get that, instead of just this nodding thing going on, you hand them a present, and they're like, oh, what's this? And you wrap it. Go ahead and wrap it, like, in silver paper or something, and hand it to them, and they open it up, and they laugh, and they say, you thought of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Or they say, my kids just gave me one of those for Mother's Day.
Yeah, right. If they did, I will buy you dinner.
There you go.
The reality is, they say, you've thought of everything. And when they say that, you've hit a home run. Because guess what? When you've thought of everything, they don't need to think about anything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right? And when you've thought of everything and they don't have to think about anything, then they have total confidence in you.
Yeah. So maybe I'll give you an update, a real quick update as to where we are. pretty much everybody's introduced to Supernova. We are sending out letters reiterating the Supernova today. Donna is in the paperwork tunnel. That's the assistant we're hiring. She's got the Supernova materials, the playbook and all that, so she can get caught up on it. And Ken, what else did you give her for scheduling?
I sent her all the emails and stuff that we got. I don't think the call that we did with Cindy was recorded.
Oh, okay.
So I couldn't send her that, but I sent her the spreadsheet And I also bought the book and sent it to her house.
Good man. So we have that there. Yeah?
If you need another call with Cindy, please reach out.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe. I'm thinking that I remembered enough with Cindy that I can teach it to Donna. But I'm going to give that a go, and if I fail horribly, then I'll reach out to Cindy.
Yeah, I'll let Donna reach out when she's here.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So that's where we are now. So we're not quite ready to start scheduling because we don't. Well, we could start the schedule, and we probably will, but we don't have that VP in place yet. And you know, I'm kind of getting anxious to get going on the acquisition part. Personally,
well, I want you to, you know, as soon as you feel at all comfortable get with the scheduling, I want you to start it because, look, there's an experience that goes on when you do that, and I want to be part of that so I can help you with it.
Okay.
If we're done, if we're done coaching, and that's when you start, I can't be there for you.
I read you. That makes sense.
You may be feeling as though it's premature, but if you can do it at all, at least start with four or five of them and just try it.
Yeah, I think we're doing some scheduling in the sense, maybe in a half-assed kind of way, because we're doing meetings and reviews and introducing Supernova during those meetings. So
I think he means the first one. You know, when the first one happens.
The first one of a regularly scheduled event.
Yeah, like we talked to them a month ago about Supernova, and then now we've got our first monthly call. What are we going to talk about this month? Is it from the 24-month calendar? Yeah, are we talking about annuities, life insurance, that sort of thing, right?
Yep.
Right. And you know, you develop a personal agenda for each client, and on that agenda, things that would be relevant to them. You know, based on their financial plan or everything that you know about them, anything that you need to do going forward that you might put on an agenda.
I have a question for you. We've sort of been bouncing it around. A good amount of our clients have financial plans, but there will be a good amount of them going through a Supernova process that don't have one. And we're just sort of toying around with the idea of charging versus not charging. What happens if they don't want to pay the $500 or $1,000 for the plan, but they're one of our clients who have been a client for like 10 years. They just don't have a financial plan. And then, you know, we have this whole thing, this spiel where we're upgrading the service, but there's not an additional charge. You know, it was a good news that we can upgrade our service, but bad news we couldn't do it for everybody. But right now there's no additional cost to you at this time. And then we pitch, oh, but we also, you needed to have a financial plan that's $1,000. Yeah, we just haven't reconciled all of these, you know, thoughts.
I would, if you're not charging, and you told them you're not charging more, and you're not charging for financial planning, then I wouldn't charge for financial planning.
Well, we didn't mention anything about financial planning in particular. You know, these people who don't have a plan pretty much just have an advisory relationship with us, but we haven't gotten into financial planning with them.
Yeah, the dilemma is one of perception. So we have we have Mr. Smith, an existing client, been a client for 10 years. We have an advisory relationship with him. We introduce Supernova, loves it. He says, "Well, what are my fees going to go up?" And you say, "Well, that's the good news. We're not raising our fees." And he says, "Oh, that's great." And then, you know, the very first Supernova experience, which is where we believe, you know, we need to get on the stick early with the financial plans is, "Oh, and there's an extra fee for that." You know, "I thought you told me there's no extra fee." You know, it's right at the beginning of their experience of Supernova. So,
plus, we've never charged for a financial plan ever, so we're not exactly comfortable there.
We're just wondering if somebody else has done this and had negative feedback or no feedback or, And we're talking about people that we just introduced to Supernova and said there'll be no additional fees. And then the first Supernova interaction they have with us is, here's an additional fee, which may just turn them off to everything. That's the concern.
We could also be building this up in our head because we didn't really harp on that there's no additional fees. Yeah, do you in the pitch?
I don't harp on it, but when they ask the question, and they do ask it. I've had the question asked a lot.
A lot?
A lot. Half?
What do they say?
What is this going to cost? That's typically what they say. Bernstein, you know, I mean, a lot of them.
Yeah, so, I mean, you guys have kind of got to resolve this in your own minds.
Right.
Here's the reason to charge for financial planning. One, and it should be a reasonable amount of money. It should be a couple thousand dollars. And the reason it should be that is because it takes time. You're going to take it seriously and feel as though you're earning your money. And they're going to take it seriously because they've paid for it, all right? It's kind of like paying for golf. If you pay for it, you go. You don't pay for it, you don't go. So you just don't value something you get for free. So that's the reason. And when I've talked to FAs about it, I said, you know, if you don't get paid for something, you're much less likely to do it.
Yeah.
Okay? But if you're paid a couple of thousand dollars or $5,000, you're going to do it. You're going to say, this is pretty good. Yeah, it's worth it. It's a revenue source for me now. So there's been a lot of teams, particularly at UBS, that have gone to charging for financial planning, and they just do it in a very matter-of-fact way. And clients pay it, and they do it. So it's up to you. You guys have got to get your head around the fact that this is going to take a lot of time, it's a lot of work, and it's worth it. Okay? Because we're really creating value here. Because you're not going to be able to sell it unless you believe in it. Because you're just not going to have the energy behind it. And you're going to be ready to get picked off. But you know how it is. When you're enthusiastic about something, clients all buy it. They don't even question it. But when you're not, they don't. So it's all up to you guys and how you present yourselves. So.
All right, good. Thank you.
Yeah. And you know, I think it's worth it. You know, I think it's worth it. And you just say, you know, and I'd say that to a client. You know, look, this is going to take time on your part and our part to make this of real value. And then we spend the next 12 months implementing everything in this plan. Now, if we do one thing out of this plan that's going to save you taxes, it's going to save you money, going to save you estate taxes, it's worth it. Are you kidding?
Yeah. That's a good value proposition.
Yeah, we're going to save you thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of dollars with this plan. You know, we're going to save you thousands and thousands of dollars by doing this plan. And it's true. You will.
Yeah.
Now, if they haven't done estate planning and you help them do estate planning and they need it, well, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Nope. I mean,
absolutely.
Prince just died without a will. Are you kidding me? Do you know what that's going to cost in time and money? And it's crazy.
And who's going to get the money?
Right.
That's the issue. It doesn't go to where he probably wanted it to go.
Not at all. And the government's going to definitely get their fair share this way. More than.
Right. Right. And it's the liquid assets.
Right.
No, I know. You're absolutely right. It's always nice to bring up a contemporary example that's in the news, you know.
Right. We don't, you know, you and I don't know what we're going to discover out of this financial plan yet. But I will tell you, we'll find things that will save you a lot of money and help you move forward and give you peace of mind. And, you know, what's it worth? I mean, I would say this. And what's it worth to you and to your spouse to know that everything is taken care of.
Yep.
Come on, you know. That's the truth.
Good. That helps.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Well, week 9 is building your pipeline. So this is the exciting part of, you know, this is and granted, you don't have the benefit of Supernova yet. You know, the simplest benefit of Supernova is you're not going to lose any clients. All right, that's the simplest benefit.
Right.
All right, the clients are going to be delighted. That's a super benefit. The bonus is you're going to do more business with those clients. And second, they're going to introduce you to people to help grow your business. So you're going to grow. And think of them in that order, all right? Protect your practice. Make your clients happy. Make the team happy. Bring balance to your life. And then grow your practice.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those are critical. If you don't grow your practice, it's because you're not enthusiastically demonstrating what Supernova can do and is doing for the clients. I'm convinced of that. All right?
I believe
if you're enthusiastic about what you're doing and why you're doing it, you're going to grow. There's no question about it. If you're not, you won't. If you present it sort of matter-of-fact, then your clients are going to be matter-of-fact about it. But if you're enthusiastic about it, with high energy, they're going to love it. And they're going to give you introductions to people also that will like it because it does so much for them.
Yep.
You know, they're not wondering when they're going to get called or if they're going to get called. So, anyway, Bill Good just wrote an article about Supernova. And he blamed Supernova for the shrinkage of the business of the industry.
What?
Which I found, yeah, it's insane. It's insane. He must have not had anything to do over a long weekend or something. But read my book and then decide I was at fault for it. You know, his whole thing was always grow by having more and more and more and more clients.
Right.
Global marketing. And God bless him. He got us to the point where we had too many clients, and that was good.
Who's this?
Bill Good.
A guy named Bill Good. But
before Kenny's time.
Never mentioned in the article once the client. Never mentioned the idea of keeping our best clients. Never. So it's a riot. I've never thought I would be credited for the demise of the entire industry. But
oh, I was wondering who did it. Where was that article?
I don't know. A friend of mine sent it to me. He's the only one that's read it, so maybe nobody will ever read it.
I'll find it.
It was in one of those, you know, rags that you guys get, you know.
We have so many rags now. It's incredible.
You know.
All right, so let's fill my pipeline.
Yeah. Skip. But I think it's important to understand that, you know, that there's more to Supernova than just, you know, than just growing. I mean, keeping our clients is really important. If we never lose a client, where would we be?
Yeah.
You're never going to lose another client with Supernova. It's just ridiculous unless they die.
Yep.
Even divorce.
Even then, I mean, even then, if you're doing it, you have the intergenerational aspect to it.
Exactly. Exactly. And even in a divorce, if you're doing it right, you're talking to the spouse on every one of the face-to-face meetings, you're going to keep them both. All right, so building your pipeline, transitioning to acquisition, cleaning up your pipeline. You don't want to have too many of anything, meaning I had guys with 25 centers of influence. And I said, you know, that's like, you know, it's ridiculous. It's too many. I want you to have 6 solid centers of influence that you meet with monthly, not 25. Those 6. You really need
6 each, correct?
6 each. You really need 1, okay, that's prolific.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to have 6 because I want you to have it in different areas. I want you to have a CPA and then a CPA, an estate planning attorney, a regular attorney. I want you to have a commercial realtor, a residential realtor, business broker. Those are all really solid centers of influence. And you can have a backup for each one of those that, you know, your center of influence, you meet monthly, your CPA, and your backup you meet with quarterly. Okay, but your center of influence, the number one center of influence that refers business regularly to you and you refer to him, I want you to meet with him monthly. I want him to have a folder, you to have a folder. I want you to have an agenda for every meeting. I want you to take it seriously, just like you were in business together.
Exactly.
That's the way I want you to think. Okay, we're in business.
Have you had people with centers of influence as clients also? So it's like we want to meet for a center of influence meeting, but we also need to cover your
separate meeting. Yeah, separate meeting.
Yeah, okay.
Separate meeting. Because these center of influence meetings, you're going to want to bring the ideal meeting with a center of influence is you bring an introduction to him and he brings one to you at the meeting.
So do you think you'd be meeting more than once a month?
You could be.
Mm, okay. Let's play by ear.
That's the idea. The ideal meeting is you have a cup of coffee for 20 minutes and you each bring a center of influence. You each bring an introduction, a client to meet the other guy.
Okay.
You all have a cup of coffee together and then you break to your own private tables and talk. That's the ideal thing. Short of that is everything that you can do to help each other.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to not to get, but to give. So if you're doing your job, you're bringing a referral every month. How do you get them? The enthusiastically endorsed model.
Yep.
Do that with passion. Do it with everybody. You don't have to do that. Just people say, well, I only have 100 clients, so I can only ask 100 times. No, you can ask every person that you meet anywhere. Oh, by the way, can you enthusiastically endorse your CPA? You know, you're at a Chamber of Commerce meeting. You meet somebody. You're talking to them. Oh, by the way, can you enthusiastically endorse your CPA? No, I hate him. I'm thinking about making a change. My daughter this weekend is visiting, and she said, we were talking about taxes. She said, I hate my tax guy. I said, well, I'll introduce you to mine. She said, great. Done. Switched that quick.
Yeah. Good.
Okay.
Nope. No, I see it's actually, you know, it's not just prospecting for a client, it's prospecting for your center of influence. And doing that, you get the reciprocity, and that way you actually do prospect for a client.
You're exactly right. You're doing it in the way that sophisticated people have done it forever. You help, help, help. You help tons of other people, and but they're just sending you more referrals than you can handle. And just think about doing this for 10 years or 20 years with the same center of influence.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are going to be great friends, and you're going to have made a huge difference in each other's lives. Now, take that to the next step. You take the best of the best, and you put them into a mastermind group. And you meet monthly over dinner or lunch or breakfast, and you really help each other at even a deeper level. And it's a small group. It's not a big networking group. It's a small group, 3 guys plus you. and you spend time together and become great friends and network like crazy.
Beautiful.
That's your master. A niche mastermind group is around an industry group. And we've talked about that. And that's a brilliant idea. So take your niches and build a mastermind group around that.
Good.
Right. Those are the next one that's the most valuable is the introduction model, the VIPSA process, where you take your best clients and you teach them. Now, these are your clients. You're teaching your clients how to become great sources of introductions for you. So this is how you turn your 100 clients into a sales force for you. Because what better sales force than your own clients? So you're really taking every client and turning them into a center of influence for you. And so
yes.
We call that the VIPSA process. I don't think we cover it here, but that's the one that I want you to, let's see, do we do it next month? I think we do it next month. Yes, we do it in week 10. So go ahead of time and get Bill Cates' book, Get More Referrals Now, and read it. And then I interview Bill on my website. You guys all have access to the website, to all my videos. Oh, by the way, each one of these strategies not only is in the video that I give you to read for the week, but I've done a webinar on each one of these where I spend 45 minutes going in detail on how exactly to do it. So you can watch the video, the webinar over and over and over until you get it.
Cool.
Okay, and you have access to all those webinars. So I've done a webinar on every single of the 7 strategies that we have. I've done a webinar on every one of them. And they're very good. Okay?
If you do say so yourself. No.
If you did this, can you imagine doing this as many times as I've done it? I mean,
yes.
I have probably gone through this, 4,000 times? I don't know.
Yeah.
And I still get excited about it. You know why? It isn't the material. It's you guys. And you know what
makes
me the most excited? What gets me going and keeps me going is when you do it and you come back and you say, my God, Rob, I can't believe it worked.
It is rewarding. Absolutely.
It's really, very rewarding. I love this.
Yeah. Well, it's working so far, that's for sure. I can't, I can't wait to continue down the road.
Yeah, it was the most fun when I had my own office and I called it my lab, and I could take guys like you and I would work with you and then I could see the results year after year after year and it just explodes. This is not as much fun as that because you guys move on and then I move on and I don't get that. I can't keep up with you. But this is as close to that as I can get without the politics too,
Good.
I don't have to worry about office problems and that's nice.
It is nice.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Merrill days?
The Merrill days, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't miss that arena.
No.
At all.
No,
the management thing. It's no fun anymore.
Well, it was fun for the reasons that you like this. You like having a team and I love coaching and that was the management thing. That's the only thing I ever focused on. I love that.
I did too.
Let
absolutely
admin manager worry about profits and let my boss take care of the politics, and I concentrated on growing the business and growing the guys.
Yep.
And that was the fun. So here's what
I
ask you. Please go out and do this. Try it. It will work. You just have to try it enough with the right people, and then you're going to come back and say, guess what, Rob? You won't believe this. It worked.
I believe it. I definitely believe it. I mean, we got a little taste of it with the Waxmans, who, that was a shocker. Total shocker.
There you go. Now what you have to do is you have to train your client on who they should introduce you to. Okay? So you want people like, we want people like you, you know, in a sim. And it's very interesting. People know, you think people don't know what other people are worth. They do. Okay? So you just tell them, you know, I need, frankly, our minimums are these, and this is the kind of client that I'd like. Somebody like you that is really fun, enthusiastic, would enjoy, you know, we'd enjoy, they would enjoy our team. That's what we're interested in.
Yeah, no, even Dorothy Waxman, when I called her and thanked her, and she said, you know, I don't know if she's going to have quite enough money. So she knew. She's got an instinct. She's in real estate. She's a very successful real estate broker. So she had an idea as to what this woman had. I guess they know to some degree when they're dealing with real estate transactions. You know, they know what people have. So
do her and you a favor. Send her my book, okay? And say, look, you're in sales.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Read this. I think you're going to like it. Okay?
Yeah.
And then have another meeting with her and talk about it. You know, she might be a great center of influence for you.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Know,
what do you think, Ken? Yeah, perfect.
So can you just reiterate what our homework assignment is, exactly what it is you want us to try this week?
Okay, so this week, as written out, it's determine the number of prospects you need to meet your goals, identify someone to start your mastermind group, and then two of you choose the third. All right, so what exactly would I like would make me happy? If you met with a couple of centers of influence this week and determine that they are interested and they'd make great centers of influence. Okay, so reach out, begin to build your centers of influence. Okay?
Yep.
I mean, that's what we have to do. I'd love you to go through the five steps of building a center of influence. You don't have to do all that, but I'd like you to do it. And that's where you meet them, you determine they're a good center of influence for you. You then bring them back, meet your team. You use the five-star model to introduce your team. You then meet their team. Now, they could bring their team with you, but I like the idea of going to their place of business and meeting their team. You're only going to have to do it once, and then you're going to know what they do. What do they do? What, you know, do they specialize? You're a realtor. Do they specialize in something? You know, are they commercial? Are they residential? Are they work in what area of the town? What level do they want to work at? You know. So you can refer accurately. You know, you want them to know you so they can refer accurately. You want to know them so you can refer accurately. And
right.
Again, you're only going to have to do this once in your life, and you're going to have the client, the center of influence, for 20 years. So then you meet with them again. So that was 1, 2, 3. The fourth meeting is meeting with them, and you teach them the enthusiastically endorsed model. Oh, by the way, can you enthusiastically endorse your CPA, attorney, et cetera? And once they know that, then they all ask their clients, by the way, can you enthusiastically endorse your financial advisor? And again, they don't. It can't be just their clients. It can be anybody. By the way,
right.
I've got this great guy. Can you enthusiastically endorse your financial advisor? No, I'm thinking about making a change. Good, boom, introduction. And then you begin. You begin your session. You meet once a month.
Perfect.
They get a folder. You have a folder. It's a business meeting. There's an agenda and then an executive summary, just like meeting with a client. That's the perfect.
Sounds good.
Answer.
We I'm ready to go now.
I'm rushing.
All right. Go get them. Have fun.
All right. Thanks for doing it, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
Bye-bye.